Hi there, this is Ethan with the Deborah Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of
Hi.
speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. This is Joseph. I have a Miss Arielle Hawkins. Last name is H-A-W-K-I-N as in Nancy, S. And her best phone number is 937-516-1128. She needs assistance with her depo claim.
Alrighty, perfect. I just received the file you sent over. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
All right, Miss Hawkins. So take it from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi there, Ariel. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Ariel. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, I take it you were speaking to the other agent about your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'll be your intake specialist. I'll be helping you get signed up for this lawsuit. Should only take about 10 minutes of your time. Some of these questions I'm going to ask you may sound familiar or you may have already been asked. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent back any packets of information to any law firms about this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You would be filing this claim for yourself, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States, Ariel?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all that. How are you doing now?
I'm better, thank you.
Really glad to hear that. What was your date of diagnosis?
August the 26th, 2021.
Okay, you said August 26th, 2021, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Mrs. Ariel, when is your birthday?
May 18th, 1994.
Okay, you said May 18th of 1994.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by using Depo Provera and could need some help?
Not at this moment.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that then. Now, was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera specifically that you were taking?
Yes.
Okay. And you did confirm that you took it for at least 1 year, right?
Yes. For three.
Okay. And during that year, during that time within a year, did you get at least four injections?
Yes. I got 12 total.
Okay, yeah. And now this next question goes without saying, of course, since obviously you were born after 1992, but your usage of Depo Provera came between 1992 to the present day, right?
Yes.
When did you start using Depo Provera?
In June of 2018.
Okay, June of 2018. And you said you used it for 3 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you stop also in June of 2021?
No, I stopped in August of 2021.
Okay, so I'll put June of 2018 for your start date, and I'll put August 01, 2021 for the time that you ended. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Okay, and then as sent to me by the other agent, I have your first name here as Ariel, like A-R-I-E-L, like the mermaid, and then last name Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Yes.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name or initial that you go by?
Yeah, my middle name is Whitney, W-H-I-T-T-N-E-Y.
You said with two T's, right?
Yes.
Okay, W-H-I-T-T-N-E-Y. Do you happen to have a suffix? Mm-hmm. For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
What is your social?
298-96-2779.
Just want to confirm, I heard 298-96-2779.
Yes.
Okay. He also sent me your email. I have it here as Ariel Hawkins, spelled the same as your first and last name, 53@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number is 937-516-1128.
Yes.
Okay, and then Ariel, am I calling you on your smartphone or is this a home line?
It's a smartphone.
Okay, and what's your best mailing address?
3390 Mount Zion Road, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Okay, you said 3390 Mount Zion Road, and that's Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Yes.
Okay, in addition, is this just a home, or do you have an apartment or unit number as well?
No, it's just a home.
Okay, now what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
The doctor that diagnosed me with meningioma?
Yes.
Mary Taylor.
You said Mary Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume that's Mary, M-A-R-Y, and last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name of this hospital?
Northside Hospital.
You said Northside Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was this also in Stockbridge?
No, it's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, gotcha. Give me just a second to look it up and see if I can find it. Is this the one on Johnson Ferry Road Northeast?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Thankfully, Google Maps makes my job so much easier, so I can always just look these names up and then address is right there. Thanks for confirming. And
no problem.
Already, so Northside Hospital, that's Atlanta, Georgia. Perfect. And in addition to this, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay. Which doctor was treating you for your meningioma?
Mary Taylor.
Okay. Same facility as well then?
Yeah, same doctor.
Gotcha. And now my next question, this is in regards to Depo Provera. Which doctor was prescribing you your Depo?
Her name is Marion Stone.
You said Miriam Stone?
Yeah, I could spell it for you.
Okay, yeah, so Miriam, well, is that... Go ahead.
No, Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D-A.
Okay, gotcha, Miranda. And then last name Stone, S-T-O-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay, and what hospital was she at?
She has her own clinic.
Okay, Dr. Miranda Stone, and what city would this be in?
Stockbridge, Georgia. She's a general physician.
Okay, yeah, I found her. Miranda Stone, physician. Yeah, gotcha, I found her. Give me just a second, see if I can find her address as well. I found her website, though. Locations.
Okay.
Is she at Eagles Landing Family Practice?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Copy and paste. And I see that's on 1240 Eagles Landing Parkway, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Copy and paste all that information. Which pharmacy were you getting your Depo Provera from?
From a CVS nearby or a Walgreens.
Okay, you said CVS. Do you happen to remember the address? If not, I can look it up for you as well.
No, I don't know the exact address.
Okay, you said it was near the clinic, though, or the Eagles Landing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, give me just a second. I'll look up a few different locations. I see one here. There's one on Mount Zion Parkway. There's one on Henry Boulevard.
Yeah, that should have possibly been it. Either of those.
Okay, the one on Mount Zion Parkway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me actually just look up the clinic location, or Eagles Landing Family Practice, I mean, just to see which one's closest so we can confirm. Eagles Landing Family Practice in Stockbridge. Okay, yeah, looks like it would be the one in, what did I say? The one on Mount Zion Parkway.
Oh, Mount Zion. Okay.
Yes, okay, perfect. Found it right there. And I found their phone number as well. Alrighty, thank you for confirming. In addition, do you have any medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, and most likely you won't have to, but if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. Lastly, we're almost done here. All I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you, Ariel. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period. Other than that, we wouldn't ever reach out. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yeah, you can use my mom.
Okay, does she live with you or separately?
Separately.
Okay, and what's her name?
Her name is Norma, Norma Hawkins.
Okay, Norma Hawkins. What's her phone number?
937-204-7102.
Okay, 937-204-7102. Do you know her email address? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Do you know her mailing address?
Yeah. It's 4143 Brant, Brandt, Meadows, Meadows Drive. And that's Dayton, Ohio, 45406.
You said Dayton, Ohio, 45406, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah, I found it. 4143 Brant Meadows Drive, Dayton, Ohio, 45406. Okay, yeah, perfect. Found it right there. Dayton, Ohio. Bada bing, bada boom. Copy and paste. 45406. And already, so we are almost wrapped up here. Lastly, I'm just going to go over a quick compliance checklist. This is just something for me to read off to you so I can confirm that all the information we've discussed here is correct. So I'll read off just a few items. Should only take about 30 seconds, and you can listen along. If anything sounds incorrect, you can go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Ariel, we did confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for someone to help you. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera contraceptive. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera. And then you were receiving these shots between 1992 to the present day.
Yes.
Alrighty, that all sounds good to me then. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. I'm going to send them to myself first. That way I can check and make sure all of your personal information is correct. Basically, I'm just ensuring that I didn't make any mistakes. And then once I've confirmed that, I'll send them over to you to sign. And again, that should only take about a minute or two, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and start creating this, build it in my DocuSign. Then I'll head over to my drafts. I see you right there, Ariel Whitney Hawkins. Gonna go ahead and take a quick peek at this, and I'll read off a few items of your personal information as well. And already pulled up right here. Perfect. Okay. So I just want to confirm date of birth. You said that's January, February, March, April, May 18th of 1994. Your address is 3390 Mount Zion Road. That's Stockbridge 30281. And I've got your social here as, oh, let me zoom in. I am not easy of reading. 298962779.
Yeah.
Alrighty, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message with a DocuSign link momentarily. Let me know when you get that. Sometimes it takes maybe 30 seconds to a minute. Our system has been a little bit slow lately, but you should be receiving that in just a sec here. And then once you do receive that, it should say my name and it should say DocuSign. It'll have a link you can click on.
You said it's coming to my text messages?
Yeah, it should be sent to your text. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it'll contain a DocuSign link. You can use that to digitally sign these documents. There's going to be a few fields where it asks you just for initials. Some you have to do a full signature for. Just make sure you pay attention to that. Other than that, it's pretty easy. And I'll be here on the line just in case you need any help.
Okay.
In the meantime, while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message from my personal office number, which is a 949 number. That way you have my contact information so you can reach out anytime in the future or at any point down the line if you ever have any questions or need any more help, okay?
Okay. Okay, I should be done, right?
Okay, give me just a second to check here. Yeah, I just received it on my end. Let me give it a quick once over just to make sure everything got processed correctly. I see your signature there. That looks good. I see your initials there as well. Looks good to me. And already perfect. Well, thank you very much for that, Ariel. That's all I needed from you today. So from here on out, I'm just going to let you know, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days to a week. Usually it happens during that time frame. They're just going to be calling you back to confirm your information. Then and only then can they start working on your case. It's very important that you answer that call. But once you do that, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit, and they'll be handling the rest.
Thank you.
But yeah, of course. You just make sure to look out for that next phone call, and I do wish you all the best. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Alrighty. You take care then, Ariel. Happy holidays.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.